This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana State Representative Brad Cheetah said in an email to legislators on Monday that a woman's uterus serves, quote, no specific purpose to her life or well-being, unquote. In the email, the Missoula Republican and former Montana State House Majority Leader referenced an episode of a podcast where a pro-abortion professor asked a pro-life woman about whether a woman should have to, quote, sacrifice her organs because someone else told her to do so, unquote. Cheetah said, the womb is the only organ in a woman's body that serves no specific purpose to her life or well-being. In the email, he said, it is truly a sanctuary. Cheetah is running as the Republican candidate in the Missoula State Senate race for Senate District 49, a seat that Democrats have held onto by close margins during the last two elections. Democrat Senator Diane Sands, who has been an outspoken advocate for reproductive rights and founder of the Montana National Abortion Rights Action League, held the Missoula seat since 2015, but Sands' term ends in 2023. Diane Sands last week spoke at the White House at a roundtable discussion with Vice President Kamala Harris concerning abortion access. Nearly a month after the federal constitutional right to an abortion was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, Brad Cheetah sent the email in response to a Columbia Falls resident who expressed concern about the future of abortion access in Montana. In Montana, abortion is still legal under the Armstrong v. State of Montana ruling, which found that Montana's constitution protects a woman's right to privacy while making medical decisions. The week after the Supreme Court decision, which was based on the right to privacy, Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson petitioned the Montana Supreme Court to consider the SCOTUS decision in an appeal of four abortion laws because Montana's protection also is based on privacy. Republican Governor Greg Gianforte said earlier this year that he would be happy to call a special session on abortion following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Cheetah is an ultra-conservative Republican who has served in the legislature since 2015. Cheetah is also a member of an election conspiracy group backed by a Trump-related think tank called the Election Integrity Project. In late June, the group sued the Missoula County Elections Office over the 2020 election that the Republican Montana Secretary of State had certified. Later, in response to allegations, local Republicans conducted a count of ballot envelopes and found no evidence of fraud. A Montana District Court judge on Monday pressed the Secretary of State's attorneys for proof of the alleged identification forgery that stoked new voting restrictions passed by the Republican-majority state legislature last year. Yellowstone County District Court Judge Michael Moses challenged the allegations of fraud in Republican Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson's motion to dismiss the many claims that those new voting laws are unconstitutionally restrictive. Judge Moses repeatedly asked Jacobson's attorneys to furnish the legislature's evidence that student IDs are more easily forged than driver's licenses or other forms of government ID cards. Last year, Republicans passed voting restrictions in Senate Bill 169, which tightened voter ID requirements, making photo identification mandatory to vote in person, and requiring student IDs to be accompanied by a second form of identification. The bill was among Secretary of State Jacobson's priorities in the 2021 legislature and passed along party lines by Republican lawmakers looking to bolster faith in the process following baseless claims of irregularities in the 2020 election. Democrats challenged the law in court, arguing that no instances of voter fraud have emerged from the previous use of student IDs to vote. Judge Moses said, if you sit in this courtroom for a year, you'd see forgeries of all kinds of things, Moses asked of John Simmons, an attorney with Crowley Fleck Law, representing Jacobson in the case. Judge Moses asked, what was the proof that it's easier to cheat on a student ID than the driver's license? Simmons replied, the legislature's position is they do not need to establish a factual record. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.